So when it's describing ruchi, it's describing that ruchi applies to having taste, having steadiness in taste, or practicing the nine limbs of devotion, shravanam, kirtanam, dhyanam, smaranam. So this is from Bhaktivinoda's Bhajan Rahasya. So asakti means attachment. So at the level of ruchi, one is attached to the limbs of devotion. He's attached to bhakti. And he's very steady in performing bhakti and very regular. And always hearing and chanting and performing different limbs of bhakti. So he's attached. So his attachment to Krishna is nourished by the different limbs of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu. But as one advances in devotion, then his attachment becomes directly focused on Krishna. So this is a sakti. In other words, another way it's told is what I'm saying. In level ruchi, one is attached to performing the limbs of devotion. And as he becomes more and more purified by performing the limbs of devotion with taste, then Krishna starts to manifest at the level of a sakti. Sporti is a very high thing. But Krishna manifests before sporti, Krishna manifests in the senses, in the form of his form. When we're chanting the holy name at the level of the sakti, or even at ruchi, the name and the form, when we're chanting the holy name of the Lord, then the form appears to us. We realize that the name is the form. When I'm chanting the name, I'm with the form. Krishna is with me. It's like this. So this asakti, rather than being attached to the limbs of devotion, which one is still practicing with taste, he's tasting the limbs of devotion in ruchi, and tasting, chanting, tasting, remembering, tasting archana, get some satisfaction, some happiness there, ruchi. But at a sakti, then Krishna himself, he becomes the object of attachment. That's what it's describing. The Krishna, the person, becomes the object of attachment. And then you're seeing that person, and you're seeing that person that becomes manifested in everything, the chanting, the remembering, the pastimes. And then you start to dwell more on the qualities of Krishna, the guna of Krishna. The name and the form become somewhat mixed as one at the level of ruchi. But at the level of sakti, then the guna comes, the qualities of Krishna. And the actual person, the person Krishna, becomes more of one's object of attachment. And then his pastimes, you start to remember his pastimes more and his qualities more. And then you start centering just on there. Then it's like we were reading yesterday in Bilvamangala Thakura, he was saying, Madhura, 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 just Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then you don't even, maybe you might just practice one limb of devotion. And you're just attached to remembering Krishna, remembering his form and remembering his qualities. And you're so much taste and so much attachment. Your taste becomes so much enriched and so much focused on the person, Krishna, the personality. And this is the sakti. And that's also described. You have the Jiva Dharma? It's also described there. You're asking about ruchi or asakti. So what are you asking now?
I'm asking that whether when we are just practicing bhajan, and it is like we are more attached to the sound of the instrument, so the tune that is going in, rather than concentrating on the object.
Well, that's a type of ruchi at the level of ruchi. But if you're just talking about bhajan, which is anartha-nivritti, bhajanakriya, anartha-nivritti, and you haven't come to the stage of nishtha, and you haven't come to the stage of ruchi, and then we're just doing bhajan, and we're trying to become attached, we're trying to become steady in the practice of limbs of devotion. But there is a type of ruchi, which is after nishtha, where one's taste in hearing a kirtan, or taste in chanting, depends on the perfection of the instruments and the voice and everything. If it's all nicely, everything's very nicely done, then he experiences some taste, some spiritual taste, but that's considered a lesser quality of taste because it's depending on some material things. But one has a higher or more developed or advanced form of ruchi, the level of ruchi in bhajan, then any harikatha he hears, he feels happiness and feels satisfied, or any type of kirtan. It doesn't depend on very expert playing of musical instruments. But if you're talking about bhajanakriya, at the level of anartha nivritti, because bhajana kriya means doing bhajan, so bhajana takes us through anartha nivritti and to nishta, to ruchi and asakti, then we leave sadhana bhakti and becomes bhava bhakti and then prema. So I'm not sure what you're saying. So if it's bhajana kriya and we have anarthas, then we're not even attached. We're attached to the kaam bhava and the body, but we're practicing the limbs of devotion out of duty, at least in Vaidhi sadhana, it's out of duty. But on a level of, if we actually have some rag, or some, which is called rag, also rag, which is different than asakti. Asakti is a particular level of advancement from shraddha to prema. But rag means colored with attachment, some attachment to serving Krishna due to some greed, some lobha, because of previous contact with Krishna in a previous life, or advanced devotees, raghunuga sadhakas, in this life or previous life, we have samskaras. So we're naturally attracted and attached to worship Krishna or serve Krishna, although we're still at the level of anartha nivritti. But we can begin the limbs of raghunuga bhakti, begin practicing the limbs of vaidhi sadhana with a mood of attachment or rag, and then we may be more focused on Krishna to some extent, because there's some greed, there's some loba mayi shraddha. Our faith is full of greed or intense sacred greed to follow the resonance of Vrindavan or to attain Krishna in a particular mood in Vrindavan. It may be there, but generally it's not there. Generally there's vaidhi sadhana, and vaidhi sadhana is performed without rag, and one is going also through anartha nivritti, through vaidhi sadhana, not raghunuga sadhana. But he's simply dutifully following all the rules and rituals of devotion out of a sense of responsibility, or out of a sense of submission to the order, edicts, or injunctions of the Shastra. But he doesn't actually have any greed, a strong sense of drive that, oh, I must have this, I must realize Krishna and Vrindavan, and I must attain the moods and feelings and render services like these mandris render and these gopis render to Krishna and Vrindavan. I have so much attraction, so much intense desire to attain something like this, like how they feel and how they serve. That's some greed. And it's a natural thing. If one has it, he has it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. So you have to start somewhere. So generally everyone starts at the level of vaidhi sadhana, getting up, you know, regulation, rising early, chanting 16 rounds, following four regular principles, reading the books, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, hearing Bhagavatam every day, Sadhu Sangha. And then by proper hearing of Harikatha, some sweetness and some attraction may come. If one hears Harikatha from advanced Vaishnavas, Rasika Vaishnavas, very advanced Vaishnavas, then some of their bhav or some of their attachment or attraction will come in his heart. And then he may mix his vaidhi sadhana with some rag may come, some greed may come, genuine sacred greed, to attain the feelings and services and moods of the Brijvasis. Then he'll mix his vaidhi sadhana with a little bit of raghunuga sadhana. Some specialization, then at some later point he may fully engage in rag sadhana if he really awakens his greed and his attachment. He becomes very much absorbed and attached to following particular resonance of Vrindavan. That's what it means to follow in the footsteps of the resonance of Vrindavan. Then that becomes full-fledged raghunuga sadhana bhakti, which is based on greed to emulate or to attain the moods and services and bhavas of Krishna's eternal associates, his parishads in Vrindavan.